Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates, but bank depositors are still making next to nothing on their accounts. Banks have been keeping deposit yields low, but the question is how much longer bank customers will tolerate low deposit interest rates now that the Fed has crossed the 1% threshold on short-term rates. Joining us is Wall Street Journal reporter Christina Rexrode. Christina, is this unprecedented, the fact that it's been such a long time since interest rates on deposits have gone up?
Well, to some extent, this happens every time the Fed raises rates, and the last cycle was around 2004 to 2006. So a good way to think about it is say that you hear that oil prices are going up and your gas station immediately raises the price of gas.
Yeah.
And then maybe you hear that oil prices are going down and your gas station doesn't lower the price of gas. They only help you with the side that benefits them. So that's a little bit like this. Whenever the Fed has raised rates in recent history, banks tend to raise the rates that they charge on loans right away. And then they basically wait until somebody forces them to raise the rates that they're paying on their deposits. Because, you know, that costs them money. They don't like to do that.
And we should stress that this is how banks make a lot of money, the difference between rates on loans and the rates that they pay depositors, right?
Absolutely.
Is there increasing pressure on banks, Christina, to raise interest rates that they pay to their customers?
Well, it depends on who you ask. If you talk to some of the big banks, Bank of America is a good example. They will acknowledge that they pay very little on their deposits, but then they'll say, oh, but you know what? That's not why customers come to us.
Yeah.
They come to us because we have a lot of branches, or they come to us because our mobile banking is cool, or our app is secure. So in some banks, it really doesn't seem like there's a lot of worry or hand-wringing about do we need to start raising rates for depositors before depositors leave. And also, if you think about it, you know, for a lot of people, it is a big pain to switch banks. You probably have direct deposits set up and some online bill pay. So on one aspect, it's very easy to argue that there isn't any pressure on the banks to raise deposit rates. On the other hand, there are some things that are different this time around than the last time the Fed was raising rates a decade ago. One of the big things that is different is that there are a lot of sort of fringe competitors. So you can think about Ally Bank or Synchrony or Capital One 360. And these places, they don't have a lot of brick and mortar overhead.
Are they online based?
Yeah, they're online based. So say that, you know, I think we wrote that Bank of America on its U.S. interest-bearing deposits was paying an average of like 0.09%.
Yeah.
So almost nothing. You're not going to notice that unless you have trillions of dollars.
At the end of the month when I check my statement, I'll notice that my interest has gone up like 85 cents, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so it's a little depressing. And then, but you have these Synchrony and Ally and so forth, and they're paying more than 1% on their online savings accounts. Part of the reason they can do that is their costs are lower. Another new competitor is Goldman Sachs, and they are trying to raise deposits. So I remember I checked yesterday, and they were paying 1.2%. And for a while, they had been paying the highest, although now there's other small banks or specialty banks that are paying more than them. But again, not the Bank of America, not the J.P. Morgan, not the Wells. They're going to keep deposit rates as low for as long as they can.
I'm speaking with Christina Rexrode of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Christina, how much longer might it be before banks yield to pressure and raise deposit rates? You know, one or two more rate hikes?
Yeah, that's what some banks have said they believe. Again, no one really knows. An important thing to note is that this time that the Fed's short-term rate has crossed the 1% threshold, and some people think that might be when people start to pay attention. Another thing, too, is that people are going to be paying more on their loans to the bank. So, like, if you have a home equity line of credit or credit card, you might have noticed by now that your interest rate has gone up 1% in the past year and a half. So that might be what finally makes some people move and say, oh, well, we're going to move banks, or we're going to take most of our money out of this one bank, or so forth.
Well, I can understand. For now, it's mostly older people like retirees who gripe that the rates that they get paid are so low. You know, they don't have any other real streams of income unless they're incredibly wealthy. But I just wonder whether the griping might come from other quarters. For example, as you mentioned, people who have these loans. I'm just wondering if the pressure is going to build from them.
Well, I think that there is griping from all corners, probably all ages of bank customers. The big banks that have been around a long time, what they're betting is that these people, even if they're a little bit unhappy, that they're not actually going to act. One thing to remember on that, though, is that it is a lot easier to move your money around, even compared to 10 years ago. And we think about, you know, 10 years ago, as, you know, maybe it wasn't that different and you could still bank on the internet and so forth. But it really is a lot easier to move your money now. And I talked to, several people for this story who are all pretty young, who said that they had switched bank accounts to, some online bank, and they just didn't care about never being able to go to a branch. Or they kept their direct deposit and online bill pay at a big traditional bank like B of A or Chase, and they just filtered most of their money to an online bank.
Wall Street Journal reporter Christina Rexroad, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner with the Wall Street Journal.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.